Until the early 1970s, the mecca for ragtime guitar was firmly situated in the United States. In 1969, an album of mine called Yazoo Bass and Boogie, and one by Dave Laban called Ragtime Guitar, found their ways to Holland, where a few dedicated and very young Dutchmen tried their hands at this American type of music. Out of this movement came several incredible and superb guitar players. One of them was Ton van Burjack. He was only 19 years old when he sent me a Christmas card that had a tab transcription of Scott Joplin's Silver Swan. I was intrigued by the card as well as the arrangement, and during my next visit to Holland, I made sure to meet him. Ton's interests were computers, a guitar player called Eddie Lang, old Bing Crosby records, and ragtime. I was completely knocked out by his playing, and a few months later we got together at my home and recorded his first album, Famous Ragtime Guitar Solos. His command of ragtime styles and techniques was staggering. He could play classic rags with the same ease as playing a blind Blake tune. And here's Ton van Burjack doing Blake's Breakdown Number 2. That's just fantastic. That's Blake's Breakdown Number 2, played by Ton van Burjack, and I'm sure you heard from that his complete control over this folk ragtime type of playing. Well, Ton is also at ease, as I said, playing classic rags, and let's have a listen to that tune that first introduced me to him. Here's him doing Silver Swan. Thank you. was the classic rag Silver Swan, played by Ton van Burjack. Well, Ton is a very interesting character. He never performs his music in public. He's just too nervous. He's now still in his early 20s, and he's become involved with motorcycles as well as his love, computers. But every year, he comes over to London to record a new album. And each year that he does come over, I seem to discover a new musician that I didn't know anything about. 2 years ago, when Ton came over, he came over with some records by an Argentinian guitar player called Oscar Allman. And I discovered through Ton that Oscar Allman was a contemporary of Django Reinhardt. And Ton was listening an awful lot to Oscar Allman's old records as well as new albums. Here we have a very incredible performance of a tune called Anno 1926, played by Ton van Burjack on the ukulele. Watch out, George Formby. That was Anno 1926, played by Ton van Burjack. Even though Ton does not perform in public, his guitar arrangements have become standards in the folk guitar player's repertoire. And every few years, a guitar player will have a tour de force in arranging. And indeed, with Ton, this happened last year when he put together an arrangement of I Got Rhythm. Again, this was based on the playing of Oscar Allman, but this time an old recording of Oscar Allman when he played in a band. So Ton tried to arrange onto the guitar all the various instruments. Here we have I Got Rhythm. Thank you. that was Tun Van Berjak doing the famous standard I Got Rhythm. Well, next week we'll have a look at another Dutchman, a very close friend of Tun Van Berjak, a fellow called Leo Vinekamp Jr.